Chapter 3.
After I get some work done, Jacob says, I thought we could visit more of the places we used to go.
There are more,
I say, taking another sip of the coffee. We've driven the scenic routes, kayaked in protected bays, and hiked the bluff trails. The island is full of beautiful places.
What about Nancy and Van? Did we go places with them? Were we friends with them as couples?
He looks thoughtful. We hung out with them last summer. He crumples paper and tucks it inside the pyramid of logs.
There's a beat of silence. You and Van, you're friends.
He's a decent guy, a good fix-it man. His forte, not mine.
But you're good with computers. You did a great job of rigging up the internet. Nobody else on the island even has a connection.
It's our secret.
I won't tell a soul. You're an expert at making fires, too.
He grins at me. I like to look at you in the firelight. We used to.
A blush spreads through my cheeks. I'm thinking what he doesn't say.
We used to make love by firelight.
You're a romantic.
Speaking of which, we should go to the Whale Tail for dinner.
A date, I say.
No strings attached.
You're my husband. We're attached.
But I don't want you to feel pressured.
You're not pressuring me.
I run my finger around the rim of my mug.
I made a good decision, marrying a patient man.
I try, but I've snapped at you more than once since we got here.
It has to be difficult for you, living with Mrs. Rip Van Winkle.
At least you didn't wake up speaking a foreign language, like that guy who lost his memory and wandered around speaking Swedish. The doctors couldn't trip him up and get him to speak English. But he'd never learned Swedish. How could a guy who never knew a language start speaking in only that language?
That is weird, I say. Did they ever find out who he was?
Some American guy with major...